We praise you and honor you in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. John Gospel, chapter 7. I want to read two or three verses from there. It will set you up for revelation that we're going to teach on tonight. John's Gospel, chapter 7, verse 37. In the last day, the great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, "If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scriptures have said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water." Verse 39 explained it to us. "But this spake he of the Spirit." So he's talking about the flow of the Spirit. "Where they that believe on him should receive, for the Holy Ghost was not yet given," but we know he's given now, because that Jesus was not yet glorified. We know that Jesus is glorified. Ezekiel chapter 47. Ezekiel chapter 47. Now the revelation, the Holy Spirit will help you catch the revelation of what we're going to speak along this line from that verse. And then in Ezekiel 47, beginning at verse 1, I have to read a little bit here. "After he brought me again unto the door of the house, and behold, waters issued out from under the threshold of the house eastward, for the forefront of the house stood toward the east, and the waters came down from under, from the right side of the house, at the south side of the altar. Then brought he me out of the way of the gate northward, and led me about the way without unto the other gate, by the way that looketh eastward, and behold, there ran out water on the right side." Now, I want you to get rivers, the thought of rivers concept in your mindset, for when the revelation start coming, you'll be able to grasp it along with it. The third verse said, when the man that had the line in his hand went forth eastward, he measured 1,000 cubits, and he brought me through the water. The water was to the ankles. You see that? Yes. Again, he measured 1,000 and brought me through the water, and the water was to the knees. Again, he measured 1,000. It's keep increasing, doesn't it?
Yes.
Brought me through, the water was to the loins. Afterward, he measured 1,000, and it was a river that I could not pass over. For the water was risen, water to swim in, a river that could not be passed over. It goes on to explain how the river brings life. And he said unto me, "Son of man, had thou seen this?" Then he brought me and caused me to return to the brink of the river. Now when I had returned, behold, at the bank of the river were very many trees on the one side and on the other. Then he said to me, "These waters issued out toward the east country and go down into the desert and go into the sea, which brought forth into the sea, the waters shall be healed." And verse 9, he said, "It shall come to pass that everything that liveth, which moveth, whatsoever the river shall come, shall live. And there shall be a very great multitude of fish." You see things multiplying, right? "Because these waters shall come thither, for they shall be healed. And everything shall live was the river coming." My, my. Then you have 10, 11, 12 verse also tell you some more about it. Now, I want to give you another definition of grace tonight. Did you catch a hold of it? Another way, I don't know what Donnell told me what that was. God's redemption aiming concerning everything. God's redemption. That's what grace is, aiming concerning everything. In other words, it want to mark, God's redemption want to mark everything. Now, may the Holy Spirit help us on this subject. Rivers of living grace are flowing now. Rivers of living grace is flowing now. And river is plural. We read about Ezekiel 47, what happened when the river is flowing? What happened? All right, now. Along with that, he said to me, dealing with the Holy Spirit and heaven resources. Dealing with the Holy Spirit and heaven resources. When you operate in a functioning in grace, that's what you're doing. You're dealing with heaven, the Holy Spirit, and heaven resources. All right? And it says it's supposed to produce a full life, a flourishing life, and a life of finished faith. In other words, faith is nothing faith can't handle. The Lord wants you to have massive grace results in your life. Massive favor. Got it? Massive ownership. And that's what grace would do for your life as we learn more about the grace of God. And then this is something to take a hold of. The Holy Spirit is a grace carrier. So when you're praying, when you're praising, when you're worshiping, when you're expecting the God to manifest, you can expect the Holy Spirit to carry some grace into that scenario. Now this statement will be a strong statement, but you're going to take interpretation of the Spirit. When you deal with grace, it's talking about God releasing all condition empowerment. All condition, no matter what the condition is, no matter what you're doing with as empowerment, when you recognize that God's grace can take care of it for you. Another thing is removing all traps out of your life forever. I'll never be trapped again. Tell somebody. Because see, I'm covered by grace, and grace can always open things up for me. And you need to pray. I'm not going to go to it, but in Ephesians 1, we talked about it in prayer meeting. Ephesians 1, 15 through 33, you need to pray that. Always pray this prayer of grace for enlightenment. Then the Holy Spirit said to me, wearing the grace enlightenment anointing. Wearing the grace enlightenment anointing. In other words, we are prone to try to receive, but we're not wise enough in releasing. What you mean by that? Everything is already provided for you. Christ paid for it all. And what Satan don't want, he don't want you to know that you have all already. See, believing you are a releaser. I could release the power of God. I could release anything the Bible say. Because it all belongs to me. But you're going to only understand that. You're only going to understand that by grace. So we want to make sure that we're wearing the grace enlightenment anointing. And living in grace power daily. Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
And he told me to tell you, you call to be a grace enforcer. I'm a grace talker, I'm a grace walker, and I'm a grace stalker. In meditating, he says, grace is full of the presence of God. Now, I'm going to make a statement and it's going to go all over your head if you don't pay attention. And everybody could identify with this thing I'm about to say, because I've tried it, you've tried it. You must stop trying to live by grade and live by grace. You didn't get it. You must stop trying to live by grade, G-R-A-D, and live by grace. See, the grade is how holy you can be, how many times you read the Bible yesterday. And you need to read the Bible yesterday. But you don't live by grade. You live by grace. It's already paid for you, you see. And so what Satan did, a lot of times we lose the battle we fight in because we try to prop that battle up on our grade. We prayed 3 hours. You see what I'm saying? We're fighting. But we got to lean. Grace make us lean totally upon him, even though we know we got to pray. And we know it's going to work out.
Yes, sir.
We know we got the victory.
Yes, sir.
I said, we know we got the victory.
Yes, sir.
See, right now, sitting here, what you dealing with? You ought to know right here, sitting here tonight, online. You ought to know you have the victory. But you're not going to know unless you're looking through the lamps of grace.
Yes, sir.
All right? Stop trying to live by grade and learn to live by grade.
Yes, sir.
Now, also the Holy Spirit says, revealing grace that open up the supernatural world. In other words, grace will reveal the supernatural to you. Grace will take you into the supernatural world. And then he said this to me, and then we'll get some scriptures point. The Holy Spirit is the grace carrier. Could it be a lot of time he's trying to get grace to us and we couldn't receive it because we didn't believe it, because we didn't know what he's talking about? You see what I'm saying? In every aspect of your life, look for grace. Because grace means you already got it. Through Jesus dying on the cross. Turn to Ephesians chapter 1 again, verses 1 through 3. And here's when he talked about this river of living grace are flowing now. Here's one of the first points that we want to talk about tonight and take it personally from him. I will read it, but it's personally from him. In Ephesians 1, 1 through 3, you get to that third verse, it says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Now, that's a powerful verse. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus, who has blessed us with something. All spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. That's a powerful statement there. And that's the whole book of Ephesians. Once you understand grace. So, in understanding that, he says, release me now, and I will set you in every area of your life free tonight.
Wow.
Release me now, and I will set you free in every area of your life tonight, knowing that you have enough grace to take care of you. You remember what I told you grace was from that statement? Let me go down here and get it to you again. God's redemption, amen, concerning everything. I don't think I have it down here, the blood of Jesus is full of grace. It's a grace flow. That verse you read in John 7, 39, it was talking about let the Spirit flow, let the rivers flow. And we said let the rivers of grace flow in your life. It'll change a lot of things. Turn to Matthew chapter 11, verse 27, verse 30. Here's some burden about to leave right now. In that text, we want to talk about rest in the hands of my grace. rest in the hands of my grace. I read this verse many, many years, I don't know, 20, 30 years. Finally, the Holy Spirit backed me up to the 27th verse. I would go to the 28th and 29th, but he told me that you're not going to understand it fully unless you go back to the 27th, because in order to rest, you got to have revelation. So he said, all things delivered unto me of my Father, no man knoweth the Son, but the Father knoweth any man, the Father, neither now knoweth any man the Father, save the Son, and he to whomsoever the Son will reveal. Then he said, come. See, after he talked to you about revelation, come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. The rest come through revelation. Next verse. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. Now, you can't take the yoke without revelation. Find meek and lowly in the heart, and you'll find rest to your soul. People are high-minded because they don't have no revelation. Go to the next verse. And they can't walk with him like they should. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. You see that?
Yes, sir.
So this is a revelation. Now, let me give you the statement again.
Yes, sir.
Rest. He's talking about rest in the hand of my grace. No, I've already done it for you. You can't go by feeling. You can't go by what somebody else saying. You have to notice by the prompting of the Holy Spirit that it's already done. I'm already taken care of. Thank God I'm already taken care of.
Thank God I'm already
taken care of. Now, this will do you good in Galatians chapter 2, verse 20 to 21. I'm going to make a statement under this grace that will do you good. Revelation of every situation is already in your supernatural grace space produced by the cross of Jesus. Revelation of every situation is already in your supernatural grace space produced by the cross of Jesus. That is, that you see, you're living in the same grace that Jesus lived in. I'm crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ lives in me. And this life which I now live, I live in the flesh. I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself. Look what it says in the next verse, though. Look at the next verse, what the next verse says. I will not frustrate the grace of God, be crying and hollering like I'm not going to make it. In other words, you ready for this?
Yes, sir.
Grace put you in the same space with Jesus. Grace is the explanation or the revelation of how Jesus lived, just like a man as you and I, carrying the Holy Spirit and whipped everything. So when you feel defeat and it seems like you're not going to make it, you need to park somewhere aside the street and stop and ask, where is my grace? Where is my grace mindedness at? Where is the grace that my faith need to work with? Are you following me?
Yes.
You see, you need to settle down because we know a lot of scripture, a lot of times we run off with scripture. But sometimes it's time to settle down and wait and let him give you the special scripture that carrying that grace to handle that situation. I think revelation of every situation, you hear me?
Yes,
is already in your supernatural grace space produced by the cross of Jesus. Tonight, anybody on the sound of my voice? That's your answer right there.
Yes, sir.
Turn to Psalm 23 and Psalm 103, two psalms. But there's another aspect of the river of grace flowing right now. Restoration grace. What can I say? Stand in place to restore your soul. And Psalm 23:3, all y'all know that. He restored my soul. You see it? He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Then, in the resurrection of the soul, or restoration of the soul, there's five things in Psalm 103. I want you to always remember that. That's five things, five benefits, five grace benefits, five grace benefits in Psalm 103. You can read those five grace benefits and get out of any situation.
Yes, sir.
Because they carry an anointing. It's already done. It's already paid for. It's already yours. Health is already yours.
Yes, sir.
See, I love it. Restoration grace. Stand in place to restore your soul. Bless the Lord, all my soul. Once your soul gets restored, it go to blessing the Lord. Bless the Lord, all my soul. Also, resurrection power will begin to flow through the ongoing revelation of what grace has already done through the cross of Christ. Resurrection power will begin to flow through the ongoing revelation of what grace has already done through the cross of Christ. And then you go to Galatians 3:13. And you go back and meditate these verses, read them and meditate them. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. I'm already redeemed. I'm already paid for. Huh? You paid for? Why you act like sometimes you're not paid for? Why you act like sometimes you're trying to get paid? And that's what Satan wants us to do. He wants to pray 15 hours, you know, when we could have been eating biscuits the second hour. You're still praying, Lord help me, Lord help me. Lord said, get up from there and help you already. See, Christ had redeemed us from the curse of the law. Being made a curse for us, written curse, they wanted to hang it on a tree. Then the 14th verse says, no, the 14th verse says, at the blessing of Abraham. See, that's a great. Might come on the Gentile through Jesus Christ that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. You can't receive it through faith without grace. Now, faith and grace got to always be together. You got to have a grace for you can. I know you thought it was just hope. Not faith is something to hope for, but you got to have a grace for you can apply faith properly. You got to know that that thing already in existence is already paid for, is already mine, and I'm in that zone because I'm a child of the living God. Amen. Now, all of us going to have opposition. All of us going to have challenges. As long as you're in this body and with this soul and mind, you're going to have challenges. You're going to have challenges, but you're going to have to know how to stand through the challenge. You see what I'm saying? Just don't gossip your challenge. Tell everybody what you're going through. Now, they're going to get home, they're going to think about it, they're going to bring some more demons to your house. I feel so sorry for her. Yeah, three demons say, I'm going to take care of. Don't tell everybody what you're going through. I never. I've been through some things passing the church. I never say nothing. I just fight it on through. Ronald been with me, no. Yeah, I don't need all y'all praying. I pray for myself. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, yeah, we got that 23rd resurrection power. Recapturing your grace right to health, wealth, and a long, satisfied life to work for him on earth. Recapturing your grace right to health, wealth, and a long, satisfied life to work for him on earth. Psalm 91, 15 and 16. We're talking about a river of living grace are flowing now. Rivers of living grace are flowing now. Now, when I got down here, powerful, man. Wow. Recapping your grace. See, we lost it because we're fighting to be healed so much. We're fighting to get out of debt, fighting with finances. You don't have to. Grace is already provided. Sometimes I think we get too educated. And we get dependent on the academic more than the spirit. And so therefore, the Lord help us as much as you can, but we're actually not in the spirit. We're not leaning on grace anymore. We're leaning on grade, what I can do. But when you turn it over to him, I get letters all the time. Turn it over to him, he'll do it for you or through you. So you got a grace right to health, right? You got a grace right to wealth, right?
Yes, sir.
You got a grace right to a long, satisfied life, right? Because of what Jesus did on the cross. All those belong to you. Then you look at Ephesians 2, verses 4 through 8. I might not read them all. Returning to the inside where grace abides. Stop looking for the answer on the outside. Go on the inside and recognize that you have favor and ownership that fate is waiting on you to tell it how to handle it. I'm talking about every situation. I'm not talking about, I don't care how long it's been. I don't care who you are. Once you learn the revelation of grace, you start moving in your grace space. Supernatural things start happening.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Without fighting all night. All your life. Get up and say, praise the Lord, I got this. Glory to God. Now, you can't say it around the airport because some people think you're crazy. Because you don't see? No, I'm not looking. I'm looking somewhere else. You looking at my problem. I'm looking at the solution. Now, some people you're not going to pray for you, they're going to take you down. Pray for them. And they're going to look at every little thing. Yeah, I don't want you looking at every little thing. Pray. I asked you to pray. Yeah, I ain't asked you to turn into the enemy. Pray. Did I tell you we're turning to the inside where grace abides?
Yes, sir.
You got the scripture on that? Huh?
Yes, sir.
All right, good enough. Now, here's another aspect of when the grace rivers are flowing. And I say it in a roundabout way, but I'm going to say it directly now. Realizing you always or you already have the victory in every situation. Let me say this again. I got to say this again. You act like I ain't saying nothing. Realizing you already have the victory in every situation. Everything up in here tonight,
yes, sir.
You already got the victory. But it's in your grace space. It's not in your feeling space. It's in your grace space. It's already paid for. Got blood on it. Got the supernatural on it. Got miracles on it. Signs, wonders on it. Already.
Yes, sir.
I don't care what it feel like. I don't care what it look like. I don't care what nobody telling you. A doctor report should not be your last word. And you better build yourself before you get it.
Yes, sir.
The Oh, Lord, what am I going to do? What you mean what you going to do? Fight.
Yes,
stand.
Yes,
praise him.
Yes,
so realizing you already have the victory in every situation because of the amazing grace that lives in you now. Realize you already have the victory in every situation. You heard that?
Yes, sir.
Because of the amazing grace. Why would the grace have now? The amazing grace that lives in you now. Look at Ephesians 4:29. Ephesians 4:29. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister. That it may minister.
Grace.
What?
Grace.
Unto the hearer. Give me the next verse. Wait, read it. Well, how you had the thought that it break the seal? He said, you seal.
Yes.
The day of redemption. You broke the seal. You're not gonna, you think you're not going to make it? You think grace can't handle it?
Come on, God.
You follow what I'm saying? That's why we're here to grow and develop in the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes,
to know we're blessed in the city, blessed in the field.
Yes.
We bless it all the time.
Yes, sir.
Challenges, they're going to be there.
Yes, sir.
That's what you need the grace for. Grace don't mean grave.
No.
You ain't dead, fight.
Yes, sir.
Oh, this is a good one to go along with that. Receiving by grace instead of by works. And the enemy will never trap you again. Receiving by grace instead of by works,
yes, sir.
And the enemy will never trap you again.
Yes, sir.
Why? You already have it given to you through Jesus Christ on the cross.
Yes, sir.
Look at these profound scriptures in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19. What? Know you not that your body,
yes, sir,
is the temple of the Holy Ghost,
yes, sir,
which is in you?
Yes, sir.
What you have of God, you're not your own?
Yes, sir.
Why? 20, verse 20. When you bought with a price.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Therefore, glorify God,
yes,
in your body and in your spirit, which are God.
Yes, sir.
Let God have his glory. When the enemy is trying to tell you another story, let God have his glory. So, Claire, this is what I want you to do. Running all your spiritual transactions through grace will shut down all failures. Listen. You're ready to open the grace vault. You are ready to open the grace vault. Some Christian will never go in that vault. They don't know it's there. It's loaded with everything you need. Run all your spiritual transactions through grace. We'll shut down all failures. You're ready to open the grace vault. Revelations of grace is coming off the hook to you now.
Yes, sir.
Your calls and demands are ready to flow.
Yes, sir.
You got it? That's 35 minutes. I want 10 people to tell me something I said tonight. 35 minutes, that's the further I'm going.